Listening Library presents Undefeated, Jim Thorpe and the Carlisle Indian Football Team by Steve Scheinkin. Read for you by Mark Bramhall. Tryout. Jim Thorpe looked ridiculous, and he knew it. Like a scarecrow dressed for football, he'd later say. The borrowed pants barely reached his knees. The grass-stained jersey hung loose on his lanky frame. The cleats were coming apart. He walked out to Indian Field anyway. Football practice had already begun, and about 30 athletes in their teens and early 20s were loosening up. The head coach, Pop Warner, stood watching. Warner was a big man with a square block of a head, a whistle on a string around his neck, a cigarette dangling from the corner of his mouth. He saw the scarecrow coming. "What do you think you're doing out here?" "I want to play football," Thorpe said. The players stopped and looked. A few laughed. Warner was not laughing. "I'm only going to tell you once, Jim. Go back to the locker room and take that uniform off. You're my most valuable track man, and I don't want you to get hurt playing football." Thorpe had expected as much from Warner, who also coached the track team. At 19, Thorpe owned pretty much every running and jumping record at the Carlisle Indian Industrial School. Just under 6 feet tall, muscular but thin, he was built for speed, but he loved football, too. And besides, he despised being told there was something he couldn't do. "I want to play football," he said again. Again, Warner told him to take a...